All right, all right, all right. Man, we got started, Christina, and I didn't even pull my mic over, so my apologies, everyone. Hey, welcome back to the Career Report. Hey, today we're diving into some of the biggest headlines that are shaping careers for directors, VPs, and executives. So I'm your host, Tim Madden. This is the great and amazing Christina Madden. And hey, so let's kick it off. I want to talk about, you know, we're going to talk about NVIDIA's massive AI push in Washington and show how it's shaping global politics, but how it's affecting you and what we're seeing in the marketplace right now. Also, speaking of winning, right? Winning, one of Christina's favorite words. Hey, we're holding our Generating Interviews Masterclass tomorrow for Executive Career Upgrade. So clients, if you're tuning in, you are welcome to come. Feel free to invite a friend. I dropped the details in Slack. I'm going to drop the details in the chats as well on Facebook and LinkedIn. If you're tuned in on Spotify, you can email me at tim@execupgrades.com or you can just go to career.execupgrades.com/webinar. Also, hey, everyone who joins will get a free copy of my Amazon best-selling book, Discipline Equals Dream Job. I know that it'll help you. And for what we're going to be talking about since January 2024, Christina, I don't even know if you know this, but we have helped our clients generate 4,454 executive level interviews. It's factual. It's verified. Take it to the bank. It's the truth. And in this session, hey, we're going to walk through the 6 ways we use to make that happening. It's happening tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you're there. Christina.
I was just looking up the true definition of winning.
Tell me, what is it?
Okay, so guys, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know we really like definitions because we're all wandering around using words and we don't really think about what they mean. And it's so interesting. And winning is something I would normally never look up because it's like, I know what that means, you know. So we're asking Mr. my BFF chat, good old chat. What up, chat GPT? By definition, winning means the act of being successful or victorious in a competition, get this, conflict or effort. Also having a quality or result that leads to success, admiration, or favor. So quite literally means achieving success or victory in a competition, conflict, or effort. What interests me about that is the conflict part or just general effort.
People only think they win if they go over the finish line. That's why they're so confused, right? They think they have to like win, right? To win, when really winning means actually a lot of different things.
Deion Sanders, I wonder what he would say about winning, because he would be like, unless you win, you didn't win.
No, I know what he says, and he attributes it a lot to showing up. And I love it. I just love it so much. I wish I could share the video. He says, if the light ain't shining on you, baby, keep showing up. You know, if you're not being picked to go into the game, keep showing up, keep showing up, keep showing up, keep showing up. You know, well, I'd love to talk about success for a little bit before we get started. It's one of my favorite topics.
I'm looking at the definition.
Well, success comes from the word successor, which used to be, you know, you're a prince and you're going to take over the throne one day. And I know this because that's what Grant Cardone talks about. And he says, we've actually diminished the word of success over the years. It used to be, you know, something totally different. But when you look at it, man, it just, people that inspire me, when you look at Elon Musk, love him or hate him, when you look at Tom Brady, when you look at all these people that were just relentless, right? Just relentless. And I don't think most people want to be relentless. They think they want to be. A lot of people want to be the Tom Brady, but what do they not want to do? They don't want to be the person who he was in eighth grade as the third string quarterback, right? On a 0-8 team. Oh my God, talking about the best story ever. You're a third string quarterback on a team that didn't even win a game. And you go on to be Tom Brady. And you go on to get doubt and rejection through your high school career, through your college career, through your NFL career. And now you see Tom Brady. Wow. What? There's nothing magical about it, right? Yeah. The magical part is showing up and getting beat up in the marketplace every single day, just like the clients that we work with. right? People see, they see the little images, and sorry, LinkedIn, I didn't share our images of all of our amazing week, but we didn't share. I just freaking got busy. So shame on me. But it's easy just to say, oh, this person got a CEO job. This person got a COO job. Oh my God. Oh my God. They, you know what they didn't see? They didn't see the turmoil, the mindset battle they had to deal with, the rejection of them making it to the final round. But then they went with someone else. But the ability to keep going, trying to turn this not into a motivational speech today. Pause there, Christina. What do you got about success or winning? What kind of comes to mind to you? Because mine comes to overcoming extreme failure consistently.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I've landed over the years. By definition, of course, everybody thinks success means the achievement of a desired goal, outcome, or purpose, accompanied by a sense of fulfillment. But reading also deeper into this as it relates to leadership is the definition that success is what happens when what you value and how you live become aligned. Wow, right? Like, I could definitely get behind that saying, that definition, that thought, that belief that success is what happens when what you value and how you live become aligned. We can all agree that the greatest leaders live that out every day.
Absolutely. And most of the time it's very difficult.
Very difficult, right? It's so much easier to say than it is to do.
Let's get into it. Then we'll see if we have some more time to talk about success, one of our favorite topics. Hey, NVIDIA. Man, NVIDIA be crushing it. One of the biggest computer chip companies working closely with the U.S. government, I'm sure you've seen this, to expand its artificial intelligence business, which is causing global trade issues, specifically impacting the relationship between U.S. and China. This is affecting tech companies and how their products can grow. Here's why it matters for you. If you lead a company or you're an executive, you have to pay attention to these big world events like trade deals and government rules, because they can and will directly impact your business, where you can sell, how you can hire, and what you can build. So here's what you should do, right? Look at your business or your business unit and see how much it depends on other companies, especially these global supply chains. This is impacting so many people with these different tariffs, etc. You need to stay informed about major world events that could affect your industry. And when you talk about work online, like LinkedIn, and create LinkedIn content, me and Christina's favorite thing, showing that you understand these trends makes you look smart and future focused. And if you don't talk about them, man, people are going to beat you out. You'll like this one, Christina, and I want to get your thoughts on
it. I'm going to get beat out because I'm not talking about it.
Hey, I know you want to talk about this, you know.
Okay, never mind.
Degrees, this is my number two. So number one, always pay attention on what's going on in the marketplace to what could impact your career. Number two, degrees matter less. Skills matter more. LinkedIn CEO, Christina, said the future of work is not going to belong to people with degrees anymore. Mm. More and more companies, it is on a trend right now, are caring less and less about where you went to college or if you went to college, and more importantly about what you can bring, like being good with technology, learning fast, adapting to new changes, all these new AI tools, instead of just having some expensive degree.
Now, in my mind, that should sound like an exciting piece of information for people, because sometimes people are like, oh my gosh, does my degree perfectly align with this thing? Or does my certifications, the rabbit hole that everybody goes down, you know, thinking that they have to have this perfect education to get the job. So then, Tim, what does that piece of information tell people who think that they have to have the perfect education?
You need to have the perfect skills, right? Leaders want to hire people that have the skills to do the job, not a diploma. I say this all the time for people that are my CPAs, my PMPs, my insert certificate here, right? Is I know people with the PMP certificate who have 5 years experience who hasn't even led any projects yet. I know people without a PMP certificate that has been doing this for 30 years, overseen hundreds of projects, hundreds of millions of dollars of projects. Who do you want on your team? You want the person with the skills, right? And leaders themselves, they have to keep learning too so that they don't fall behind. Like right now, AI is insane. We talk about it every episode. It will make you 10 times more productive in corporate America, regardless of who you are. If you don't stay abreast of getting new skills, you will be left behind. So my call to you, and then I'll go to Christina, make sure your team is learning new skills. Make sure they're learning AI, not just doing the same thing year after year after year. For you, take a course, a project this year that teaches you something about AI, please, and update your online profile to focus on the new things you're learning. You know, LinkedIn has I think it's LinkedIn Learning, right? They have so many things where if you can complete the course, you can add it to your profile. Verification and validation of skills is just going to beat out diplomas. It just is.
Well, yeah. And then the skill set that people come to us for. So when you say skills, I just go back to, do you have the skill set to even get a job, guys? Do you even know what that means when I say that? It means, do you know how to connect with people? Do you know how to communicate your value? Do you know how to stay in control of a conversation? Do you know how to handle objections? Do you know how to brand yourself? Do you know how to produce content? I could just keep going on and on because most people just don't have those skills, but then they're in their head, and you guys can probably relate if this is you out there listening, if you've even, you know, if you've stopped to listen to this and taken the time to get this information, you're probably more in the place of wondering, is my degree perfect? Am I the right age? Am I the right fit? Am I too whatever, you know, could be racial, politics. Is your work history perfectly aligned with what you read on some job description somewhere? You know, so when I think about skills, yes, of course, Tim's talking about AI, but beyond that, guys, do you even have the skills to look for a job? It is a skill set to be a job seeker, by the way.
Well, David even said, this is good for us who received degrees in the 80s and early 90s. The tools then are different than the tools now. Staying up to date with today's tools is critical. I want people to, so thanks for sharing that, David. I want people to realize too, before it was these tools, what was it? You had to learn email. You had to learn, computers didn't exist back then. You know, people weren't using them as much. You know, we had to go from a fax machine to email to DocuSigns to PandaDoc. Why is this any different now? I think people forget about how important innovation is in their career when really, if you look back, ladies and gentlemen, you've been innovating your career for the past 20 to 30 years. What makes you think just shit's going to just stop?
I remember when I was working in the healthcare space. And this was way back, this exposes my age a little bit, way back when it was still only all paper medical charts. And I was in it during the time that the big medical systems were transitioning to, not CRMs, but EMR, electronic medical records and all that. And it was just crazy. But it's like, we all think this AI thing is, oh my God, so scary. But really, if you think about it, you've already been here at different points in your career. This is just a little bit bigger and maybe faster, but it's just another point of evolution.
Yep. Number three. Thank you, LinkedIn. Thank you. LinkedIn is cracking down on fake recruiters and scams. LinkedIn is now taking a huge stance on hiring scams, and they're making recruiters verify. Love this. So LinkedIn is making big changes to stop fake recruiters and scams. Now recruiters are going to have to prove who they are to build more trust on this platform. I love it. So if you're in charge of hiring or represent your company online, this is going to show that trust and honesty are becoming even more important. So how you show up on LinkedIn is going to affect how people see your business. So leaders, here's what you need to do. Make sure your LinkedIn profile looks professional and accurate. You got a good photo, real job history, recent activity. Double check your company's hiring or recruiting process to make sure it's following LinkedIn's new rules that they just announced. And think about what your online presence says about you. Does it build trust and confidence? If it doesn't, you may want to take a look at it. Christina, I don't think you were here when I talked about this, but there's a bunch of scams going on LinkedIn right now where it just breaks my heart, where people are sending money to people, thousands of dollars. Hey, Christina. I mean, these scams are so intricate. I don't want to spend too much time because we just did a topic on it, but I have to give you one. They'll actually hire you. You'll go through interview rounds that seem real. They'll mail you a check saying, hey, Christina, you need to buy a company laptop from this vendor. We're going to mail you a check. When you cash it, immediately order it. Christina, the check is bouncing and they're stealing their money. It's so sad.
Well, guys, slow down and let's use our head a little bit on that kind of stuff. If you, I would have to look at that process, but there's got to be some red flags along the way. But if you guys are, you know, getting a little bit desperate and you finally get excited about something, I could see that. It's very sad, but they're everywhere. You know, we're getting texts and yeah, let's keep your head in the game, guys, and watch for those red flags.
Last topic for the day. Hey, tech layoffs are still happening, man. And I want to talk about one, but even big tech companies are still laying off people and reorganizing their team. That means that, ladies and gentlemen, no one's job is 100% safe, not even leaders, which is why we enacted a new policy here recently at Executive Career Upgrades, Christina. We inactivated the career insurance policy. So if people join our program and they're impacted by AI, a RIF, or something like that, right, we actually will, you know, come back and help them at no additional cost up to 24 months to make sure that we don't place them at a great company and then something happens that's completely out of their control, right? One just happened. It was a photo AI app that was great. Guys, they raised $200 million. Then Google took them out of business overnight and they had to lay off like 400 people. So, executives, managers, you need to be prepared for sudden changes like budget cuts or teams reshuffling. You also need to make your team stay calm and focused during these uncertain times. So keep track of what's happening in your industry. Who's hiring, who's cutting, and what new skills are in demand. Talk with your leadership about what you do if a company had to make quick changes. And if you're looking for new opportunities, make sure your story and skills stand out so you're ready for whatever comes next. Or really, hey, just book a call with our team at execupgrades.com/podcast. Okay. Now, right now, let's recap. Skills beats degrees. Change is constant. Your online brand matters. Take control of your career and always be prepared. I hope to see you all on the Mastering Generating Interviews tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern. You can go to career.execupgrades.com/webinar. ECU, current clients, we would be more than happy to go over that information with you again. I know Megan runs a session every single week where she dives deep into that, but maybe you have a friend, family member where that might be beneficial. So highly encourage you to pass that link. Christina, final thoughts.
Uh-oh, I think you froze. Are you still there?
I am, yes. Oh.
I would just say, guys, it's Monday. Think about the definition of success and keep showing up. Set your goals. Like if you didn't take any time out this past weekend, set some goals and targets for the week. If you would not be proud to share your Google Calendar with friends and family and colleagues, maybe not friends and family, we don't have to bring them into it, but your colleagues and, you know, other leaders, then take a hard look at your habits, your goals, and your time management this week. It's Monday. It just started, guys. Get ahead of the curve.
All right, everyone. Until next week. Bye. That is the career report on the week. Hope you enjoyed it. Hey, this wraps up today's edition of the Career Report. I'm Tim Madden. This is Christina Madden. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, staying informed is the first step to getting ahead of your career. And as always, if you found today's conversation valuable, share it with someone who needs to hear it. And I'll see you tomorrow with real-time insights and straight talks about what's really happening inside the job market. And lastly, hey, do us a favor. If you roll with Team Madden and Executive Career Upgrades, go on over to Spotify, go on over to Apple, leave us a 5-star review. The more reviews we get on the podcast, the more that they will disseminate it to other people so that we can help them in their career as well. See you tomorrow.
Bye.